Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, welcome to the DDP. Acts chapter 22, verse 25. Paul is under examination by the commander of the Roman troops who has taken him in due to the fact that a riot has begun over the preaching of Paul, and the commander is now scourging him, questioning him, probably doing a little beating. That's what scourging indicates, because he's trying to find out why they shout against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, "Is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned?" And when the centurion heard that, he went and told the commander, saying, "Take care of what you do, for this man is a Roman." The commander came and said to him, "Tell me, are you a Roman?" And he said, "Yes." And the commander answered, "With a large sum I obtained this citizenship." And Paul said, "But I was born a citizen." The phrase "a citizen" is not there. The indication in the Greek is Paul said, "I was born free." And immediately those who were about to examine him withdrew from him, and the commander was also afraid after he found out he was a Roman and because he had bound him. Now we got to do a little bit of work here on the history of this, or what this means in a historical setting. The Romans had the right to fair trial, and you didn't take a Roman citizen and just start beating them and questioning them. You did that to strangers, vagabonds, barbarians, outsiders, immigrants, those living inside the borders of Rome who were not Romans. They had few rights. Romans had all kinds of rights, and they start to be very careful once they realize Paul's a Roman, and they question his citizenship, and the man questioning him says, "I paid a lot of money for this. You could buy your citizenship, but you could also have it rewarded to you," and that's probably what happened in previous generations to the Apostle Paul. His family must have been awarded citizenship. Being from Tarsus didn't guarantee citizenship. But if your parents were, then you could be born into it. Rome went through all kinds of different ways in which citizenship was achieved over the years. But anyhow, Paul has citizenship, and the Roman soldier then is afraid to do anything with him. What I think is important for us to bring out spiritually is that Paul appeals to his Roman citizenship to keep from being beaten. And for those who think that being beaten is a high mark for the cause of Christ, Paul was willing to lose the high mark for a little personal safety. So let's not consider this a lack of faith or cowardice. It's Paul using to his advantage the right that he had as a Roman citizen. So I don't think there's anything wrong with you and I using the rights that we have as citizens of our respective countries, in defense of our personal safety, in defense of our ability to get ahead in life. It's not that we live in the system according to the system, but if we are a citizen of a country, we don't see the Holy Spirit reprimanding Paul for this move. However, if we stretch back another chapter, as we have over this DDP, we'll see he didn't have to be in this situation in the first place had he avoided coming here altogether. Verse 30 ends the 22nd chapter, although it should probably start the 23rd, honestly. The next day, because he wanted to know for certain why he was accused by the Jews, he released him from his bonds and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear and brought Paul down and set him before them. Chapter 23 starts with the phrase, "then Paul," looking earnestly. That's why I say verse 30 probably fits a little better within the 23rd chapter, because it starts this story in which Paul will address the council. We'll get into that tomorrow. We'll find a divided Sanhedrin against Paul as well. Interesting stuff. See you there.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.